after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, in which we have actually remixed today's show. I've entitled today's episode Real Spill Life After Dusk Live, because it's like a collaboration almost, because our special guest co-host for this week is known for creating and being the main host of the hit show Real Spill Radio. So welcome to the show, I miss Goldie, honey. What's up, Goldie? What's good?
Oh, Lord Jesus. What has gotten me
Lord
into
Jesus
today?
Up fire. Yes. If I was going to have a guest co-host, I wanted to be somebody lit, somebody who knows how to do this. You know, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna hit you up, guys, because you know when I was my guest co-host a couple times. You know, I was hitting you up like crazy, and yes, we got you today, so it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all know he owes me, right?
Oh Lord, I don't like this game she's playing. First off, you know, we need to dig in your business before we convene with, let everybody know the flow of the show, they're new to the show and all that good stuff.
You say,
first off, where the heck have you been? And, of course, you know, we're going to ask the perennial question, when can we expect Real Story Radio to come back?
Well, I've been trying to do this whole working woman thing where I work a whole heap of a bunch of hours and I'm just so cool and all of these things that us grown folks do as we come of age. And so, you know, okay, it's just one of those things where I've been wanting to, when I come back, I want it to be the best show, you know, that I could possibly put out there. It's a certain city that I'm just trying to let them know that they don't, that, you know, I ain't gonna say that I don't need them, but, you know.
I know the certainty. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
So I just
constantly remind people that you're that if you want to get some love in this, it is you have to rely on just the four walls that you live in every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but it is what it is.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, what's on the menu today?
What's on the menu? So it's crazy that you're here because we don't have an interview today. See, I know what happens on interview days. You know that means room for more segments. That means also more room for the six, which the six it's crazy because the six is actually inspired by you, because you used to do this thing. I forget what we called it. I forget what was the formal name for it, but we
three.
Used to do a list.
Yes,
we used to do a list every week, and so like when we came back from season 8, one of the things we did, it was something we started was kind of was inspired by the list that we did on our Real Spirit Radio. It's called the six things based on a different topic every week. And yeah, I know sometimes I reach in the back of my head and I find some crazy topics. I'm going to go with the six. And it's like a round robin, you know, same type of deal. I go, you go, I go, you go, I go, you go. So yeah, I think we've given social media etiquette classes doing the six, maybe 3 times already. Like it's good. It's like part 3. It's like 3 parts to the six when it comes to that. So that's one of the things you have to look forward to for today's show. Let's see what else. I want to catch up. Since you are the show special guest co-host, I'm gonna put you on the spot. So we're gonna do a special dedication to the read, where we read the hell out of somebody. And so yeah, so I will let, so I'll put you on this. I just put you on the spot. You're like, what the hell? So yeah, so I got you on the read. So the read, we do a special segment of the read. I might throw us an honorary, you know, I do crickets of the week once a week. I might throw us an honorary crickets for today. We'll just see. So yeah, I just have to buckle y'all seatbelts and see how as we go, but I'm excited to have you excited to, it's clown around, man. Cause you know how we do. We just don't be giving a damn. And people don't realize like, the way to work these shows, man, is you got to have fun, but it's still, you know, we have fun. We still have our stuff pretty organized. A lot of people don't realize behind the scenes how much that takes. And like you said, that's kind of one of the reasons why you said you want to make sure you come up with the best show, because sometimes it can be so draining if you like you're a perfectionist. You're like, I want this to be right. So yes,
yeah.
I understand you perfectly.
Quiet. And quiet as it's kept, this is our dream. Like, so that's what, you know, when people, you know, when you hear a music artist say, you know, oh yeah, I might have thought my music was whack, but this is what I do for a living, and so I take it seriously and I take it to heart. Like, this is something that I dreamed about, you know, shit, 4th, 5th grade, where, you know, I was going to, if you know anything about Fort Worth schools, I was willing to go to Poly, you know, because they had a radio broadcasting, program and stuff like that. And of course, my mama said no. Thank the Lord. But you know, it was just things like that where, you know, I was excited to go to Tech and, you know, only to find out that the media broadcasting program was more geared towards television broadcasting than you know, radio. So it's just like, you know, it's one of those things where it's self-taught, and, you know, it's something that, you know, when I put it out there, I want people to, you know, laugh and take their mind off of stuff for an hour, 2 hours, however long we decide to go that day, you know, so.
Right, because some people, they think they're going to come here. I'm glad you said it, because some people think they're going to come to the show and I'm going to be, or I'm going to be sitting here, like, you know, when I preach on some stuff, I'm clowning around a lot. But I'm not going to sit here and just do news stories all day. Y'all gonna hear that all day long, no matter what channel y'all got. These fake Facebook reporters and Instagram meme reporters, all that stuff. Y'all gonna hear that all day. So why do I need to do the exact same thing? People want to try to tell you what show you need to do. But okay, so let's say we do the show you want to do. Is your ass gonna show up? No. At the end of the day, you don't want the same type of show. You want people to be different and be themselves. I'll let people know now that this ain't, I'm not going to be reading copy all day. It's not happening. I'll read some news stories every now and then, but nah, this is not reading copy all day. I ain't got time for that, man. So, yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, we got a lot to chop up, man. We got so much. I'm gonna bless y'all. I'm gonna start as soon as we come up for the music break. I'm gonna start with the six. So y'all stay tuned. What today's topic is for the six this week. It's gonna be a good one. Trust me. All right, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and go to our music break. I'm gonna go ahead and play this song right here. Like, getting traction. Every time, you know what's crazy? I'm always one of, like, when it comes to, like, mouse, like, some people don't realize, oh, you got mouse, you playing mouse music, but, you know, wherever you just all kind of just going on for the flow. Hell, mouse have been to the show before. And so, I don't know, that just kind of reminds people every now and then. They don't realize people who have been to the show and rock with it, so I'm going to rock with them. Especially if they got stuff I listen to anyway, I'm going to rock with them. So I'm going to drop this song. I've probably seen the video starting to go viral and whatnot. This is Mouse. This is actually an artist named Level featuring Mouse. He produced a track too. It's called I Bet You Won't. We'll be back after this.
Y'all send you. I won't give a penny if you offend. I'm a clown. I don't fight. Clown. it be going down. Make a sound, we could touch around. Beat it to the ground. I go hard, super hard, white and brown. Mix them both together, watch me dump it all down.
They full of lies, I will not ignore it. They won't get the glory. Pull it hard, it's a user fraud. Barricaded stores in the dark. You play with it, boy, that is set your toy. But we do not believe you. Thank me on that knee.
You already know, I be on them neck rolls. And my wrist gang got me with a cold on the road. All I do is shows, polo on my clothes. And if you think I'm broke, you can keep your mouth closed.
I bet you won't, 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 I bet you won't,
I bet you won't,
I bet you won't, I bet you won't, I bet you won't, I bet you won't,
I bet you won't,
I bet you won't, I bet you won't, I bet you won't.
I like it when the artist send me the radio, when I have the radio edits and stuff, makes my job 10 times easier. Sometimes I want, you know, we're uncensored the show. Sometimes I don't want to play music where it's like, nigga, 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 fuck you, bitch. I don't want to hear that all day. So I want, you know, I want to hear the cleaner version of it. So, so yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to having the clean version. All right, we are back. Y'all, our Life of the Dust Live special episode. AKA Real Spill Life After Dusk Live. All right. Oh. And shout out to people listening, being petty about the song choice. We got people being petty. I always want to do the most. So I was thinking long and hard. So if I could think of the six, well, what's going to be today is the six. I got a real good one. And I know you probably waiting for me to, y'all been waiting for me to drop this. Today's the six is the six, as far as what you have seen so far, because they still going to keep making them, it's like it's going to be for at least another week. What are some of the worst, how do you, videos you've seen this week, over the past week and a half, whatever?
See,
like, what?
I'm blessed by the grace of Facebook God, because I haven't really been on social media this weekend. So I haven't been able to see but maybe a couple of the videos.
But it was
but
enough for you to,
like,
be like,
I just feel like we never gonna get our reparations with this shit that we doing. You know, like, we just every time I look around, y'all just doing some dumb ass incriminating.
Buffoonery and coonery. Okay, so I'm gonna start with number one. Number one, because this one is like one that's like getting very played out. If I see the how do you have the stud twerk for a free meal? If I see one more stud twerk for a free meal, I'm gonna freaking lose it. I'm just saying, like, well, I mean, if seriously, if you wanted to twerk, you didn't need that damn how do you crap to happen. Just be honest and say, hey, I want to show up that, hey, I'm a girl. If that's what you, because they be on here really doing the most. I mean, seriously. And but then they get mad because these dudes get thirsty in their comments. Oh, you thought, oh, hello, you're a female. You thought because you were twerking, nobody was going to go comment?
I bet you won't.
Get the hell out of here. I bet you won't. And then he go to typical comment I keep seeing. Don't believe unless you want my strap in your ass. Don't be looking at my. Don't be being disrespectful in my inbox. Get the fuck out of here, man. I've seen that shit way too. I've started to see that disrespectful nonsense way too much. Like, Why you gonna put the damn video out? You knew niggas was going, especially if y'all like the chicks is like y'all studs, but y'all like,
y'all,
you know,
y'all
want after change
y'all
away from being a bad kid.
Y'all a whole Tyra
B
out here. Y'all out here looking like the bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me a rush looking ass. Get the fuck out of here. I saw one chick, I was like, come on now, man. You like one outfit change away for being a bad chick. We ain't trying to go for that, man. Don't be out here getting mad because these niggas in y'all inbox and y'all comments. Like, I've been watching, man. I was like, how y'all dudes in there with a setup? Why are y'all being stupid? So, I had to start off with that one because that one's becoming very prevalent. All right, I'm gonna throw it to you. Which one of the ones that's been driving you nuts on this "How Do You" video?
Well, like I said, I'll start with the only one that I find funny. The only one that I found funny, and that was because it was relative to me, was the whole one where it's like, how do you leave out of your call center job when you got 30 left in the queue?
Yeah, that one I like. That one was good.
That one was hilarious, and it was, you know, and it didn't disgrace the guy that was in the fucking video. However, I don't know, I guess it's meme culture, but I don't know when it became just so dang on cool for everybody to be a thot. And I need people to understand there's a difference between being free and being young and being a thot. There's a difference between you going out on the weekend and you getting it cracking with certain dudes, you know, because y'all meeting, y'all click up, and you fishing on social media for dicks every night. There's a difference between the two of those things. Because, you know, regardless of what your mama say, what your daddy say, half of y'all mamas was fast and half of y'all daddies was trying to get it in. So, you know, to act like, you know, no one, everybody's a virgin until they're married. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's the whole fact that now when a girl is cheating with somebody's husband, it's, oh, I don't owe that girl nothing. She don't owe me nothing. When a dude is, you know, cheating on this girl, it's, oh, she not doing this. Oh, she not doing that. And nobody's taking responsibility. And so when I see this meme culture and everybody's hee-hee and ha-ha and thumbsing up and sharing and kikiing and, girl, that's petty and, ooh, that's cute, it's just like, why did I have to be born in 1991? Like, why couldn't I have been born, like, in the 70s or something? Granted, it was still hoes back then, too. But, I mean, just, like, y'all don't have no coos. Y'all don't have no coos, is what I'm saying. Like, it's the difference between somebody saying, pop that pussy for a goon hoe, and being like, I wanna turn you into my sweet chocolate cream pie and float you onto the earth and, you know, float you up to cloud nine. That nigga was probably just as much of a hoe as a nigga who said, let me beat it out the frame and knock my penis through your forehead. Like, it's the same message, but, like, at the end of the day, you didn't lose no dignity and neither did that woman. Like, y'all know how to do that.
Turn off. You turn them off and everything, lights off and all that. I don't care what nobody's it. Just be good to me. She was teaching you about side chick behavior.
But
she told you just be good to me.
But even then, that's still blatant. I'm talking about, like, let's take it even further. Like, Shanice, I love your smile. Like,
right.
Quiet as it's kept, we all know, if you listen to it back then, we was just all like, yay, she loves my smile. But we listen to it now. Like, hold on, Shanice.
Hold on, Flip.
What you talking about?
Flex,
so,
that's how she got Flex Alexander. Oh, God.
So
I take it your number two is these ones that you pretty much took a lot of category out of these thought ones.
Yep. Sure did.
Okay, number three. I'm getting tired of ones where it's like it's involving making your child like a goddamn idiot. Like, that stuff not cute, having your child be disrespectful. Like, y'all be recording that stuff and have y'all be thinking that stuff be cute, y'all child being disrespectful. That stuff is not cute. Like, just for a freaking social media video.
Just for a ha-ha reaction on Facebook. Like, it ain't just likes no more. Like, we got whole emoticons. Y'all want a rainbow of emoticons.
That was a laugh emoticon.
Y'all try to go for the most shocking, the most shock value statuses you can put up. It's different when you naturally got it like that. But half of y'all copy and paste everything y'all put on social media. B, the people that's copy and pasting be the main people with all the likes, like we didn't just see this on somebody else's status. So it's just like, people, at the end of the day, people do this crap because it's funny. It's funny first, stupid second. And so that's just like, I like. So it's just like, one of the ones that cracks me up, but is still very, very ignorant at the same time, is the one where it's like, how do you sleep, or how do you move on knowing that your such and such and your A, B, C, D, E, F, G, don't want you to move on. Like the one where it's like, how do you sleep at night knowing your baby mama don't want you to be happy, and the dude starts dancing and twerking in the car and shit. Like, stuff like that cracked me up, but, you know, like I said, I haven't seen many of them to really have a list either, though.
Oh, I got a list. I got a list. They did all of them, man. Because I'll tell you one thing. Oh, which, by the way, quick intervention on this. I am, okay, welcome the person to my special crickets announcement today. Never mind, I was going to throw them into the public service announcement, but I thought I got a couple honorary crickets I'll be giving out today. But, so that was number four. Number five. Ooh, man, I got to make this one really, really good. Really, really, really good. Man. Like, I just want to know. Why, because everybody thinks, like people are, like, sitting here. And they're like fighting. Like, we see it enough on fucking World Star Hip Hop. We see it enough on all the damn stuff. But then now y'all want to do the fighting these how dudes. How do you live life knowing that you always fighting or some kind of something that adjusts, and then y'all fighting on the damn post and shit. I'm like, get out of here, man. Like, as if we need to give World Star Hip Hop more material to make black people look bad.
I ain't gonna stop y'all ignorant asses from doing it because y'all make material so easy on these shows.
So easy. And it's crazy because they make it to where it's some, you know, at one spectrum, I respect people for trying to make a business, But it's some people locally, I'm not going to get to no names, but, you know, it was crazy. I saw that post about them talking about their assets they got and how much money and their employees and stuff. And the thing is, when I think about it, a lot of where some of the revenue flow came from was them making black people look bad. Being a part of that culture of posting, and you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe not.
You know who I'm talking about. Let's get to it. But it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, everybody always want to, Kumbaya, everybody's want to have something to say about
bring it together, bring us.
You know, all that nonsense, man. Get out of here, man. All right, so do you have another one, or do you want me to
have
an extra one?
You can probably have the extra ones, right? But I ain't seen too many of them to have one.
Oh my God! Okay. This one's actually going to expound more on the thought one. It's a different part of the thought because you kind of almost made different categories of the thought one. This one, the ones with the gay stuff, man. I tell you what I mean. Because it's probably we're gonna start getting NA films, dial it down. But these ones where it's like, how do you sleep knowing that your homegirl, you know, it's like something like that where it's like a girl, like it's a first, it's like a picture meme where this girl is like sneaking on her homegirl eating her twat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I used the word twat, and it's like, and then everyone's doing all these videos where they pretend like a girl's eating them out. I mean, seriously. This is what we do for likes. I mean, is it that serious, man? It goes to a joke. You know, everybody that's cute, but it's like a joke I say all the time because all these girls act fake gay. Everybody's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be gay until a starter start licking some twat. When they start licking some twat, you can't find these gay people nowhere. But when they start licking something, they... all of a sudden, we don't see them, but it's cute to say it on Facebook for, which I'm a bonus. It's not really about this. It's a 7 different 6, but people say this all the time. It is the most played out thing ever. Oh, this is just Facebook. This is for entertainment. Don't take what I say seriously. Well, bitch, only interaction I've had with you is through Facebook. So,
and even
how the fuck am I supposed to take
it? It's not a situation of when we have one situation, it's the only time I've seen you post this. You continuously repost this ignorant ass shit on your page.
Yes. Something of the same exact matter, subject matter, every time. It be the thottiest stuff, man. I say this all the time, like, stop feeding energy, man. Like, people always fight with people on Facebook, like, it's one thing, like, when we argue over not agree on the same point, but people always start getting into arguments on Facebook, and then they ended up going to go meet each other in the street to go fight. Grow the fuck up, man. Seriously. Goodness, man. Y'all are tripping. Well, okay, what I'm going to do, so we're going to go ahead and move to the next segment, and then I'm going to go to the music break after that. My special, because I want to get these crickets out of my system, I got some honorary crickets to go for today. I told y'all I was going to have some crickets today. I told y'all. So, so y'all get a bonus cricket of the week, of a segment this week. So, I got 2 crickets. Are you ready for this, Goldie? You ready for my crickets for today?
What are your crickets?
Okay, one. I'm not gonna mention any names, but she's removed my friends list.
No,
I'm gonna release another. I'm gonna win another one because this girl was getting my nerves too with that. So for those of y'all who may have not known, you know, depending on your timeline, you may have not known. Yesterday was Father's Day. Some of y'all may not know that. Depending on your timeline, my timeline for the most part, except for the 2 bad apples, was very positive. It wasn't this petulant nonsense that happens every year during Father's Day. It was like fathers were actually getting recognized. Father figures and fathers were getting recognized. It was a beautiful thing that people put their pettiness aside and just let the day be what it's supposed to be about. Thank you.
And
so
furthermore, we had people who were actually stepping in and telling everybody who was doing the opposite to pipe the foot down.
Man, it was crazy because I was on a good track record where it was like so peaceful and serene. As soon as I made my stairs, I came across one. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And then I came across another one later, and I was like, get over it. Like, I'm Nate, who's Nate Seduction, who'll be on the record of the show on Wednesday, was other calls in the show. She says something quite eloquently, and I love this. I love that she says on the show all the time. You knew your baby daddy wasn't shit before you got with him, or before you had a kid you laid with him. So what made it different now? So you ask, what the hell? Like, in other words, the inner point that is, like, it's so interesting. Like, these dudes weren't about nothing, but because you were so goddamn horny, and instead of picking the right person, you just tooted your booty up for any goddamn body. Now you stuck with a no good dude who his intent was just to have a good time with you, but you didn't catch that, and now you didn't got pregnant, and you think he was just because he got you pregnant, it was to magically make him care. Like, y'all gotta get out of that frame of mind.
And even furthermore, I don't even have that conversation with people anymore, because I understand that it's just a matter of, you know, people just play it off on, you know, oh well, everybody's allowed to make a mistake. Yeah, cool. You know, I can understand somebody sleeping up and having one baby. But all of the women who, you know, say they understand that and know that it's messed up, y'all all have like 4, 5, 6 kids by different dudes, and none of them are currently in your life. And it's just like, I'm cool. You know, I never put a woman down when I say what I'm saying. My main thing is, y'all gonna be beating the shit out of y'all daughters and sons for the same behavior that you didn't show them is okay 4 to 5 times. So it's just like, it's not even the matter of trying to make it work to be with your baby daddy. It's the matter of, you know, if he want to be petty, I'm going to let him be petty. But I'm going to, you know, show my children that, you know, mama going to have a brave face regardless. And it's not the, you know, because you figure I had a mother that, you know, that went through shit. And it's just like, you know, in the face of everything, we were her emotions for her. My mother never had to come out of pocket and speak for us on our behalf so something is misconstrued. If we got into it with my father over shit that happened with us growing up, we said it. And it wasn't coming out of a place of disrespect and, you know, I don't give a fuck, that's my dad, blah, 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 blah. It's the matter of the fact that I had an issue with something. You had an issue with something. We had an issue with our mother. We tastefully say something that, you know, that we could say to let them know that, you know, hey, I have a different opinion than what you have. And so it's a matter of y'all too busy being friends or too busy being fucked that y'all don't understand that each time you lay down with that person without a condom, you just created another person. You just created another person that has to figure it out because you couldn't. And so my thing is, like I always tell y'all, what's good enough for you? Why is it always good and too good for your child, but not good enough for you? I tell y'all this shit all the time. Why is it that y'all can say my kid ain't gonna be so she's gonna rise above greatness, blah 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 blah, as you pregnant with your third baby daddy's kid? Like, why couldn't you start being an example if you know what better is? If you know why you beating the shit out of your kids for doing it, why not? So, you know, another story, another time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, I'm sick of this petty nonsense, man. And you just grow up. And like, and the thing is, that's still, at the end of the day, that's still the person that that parent that's part of your the parent, whether they are active in their lives or not. Because by you going on Facebook and doing all that nonsense, it don't make you look any better.
And my thing is, like I tell, me and KJ have these conversations all the time. It's a matter of, you know, I've had sex. I was in a relationship with a dude I had sex with that I knew wasn't going to be shit. Definitely couldn't be the father of any of my kids. So guess what happened every time I had sex with him? A condom was on, because you put condoms on when you don't want to have a baby by somebody. So y'all saying, you know, I don't know, maybe we was a different type of naive at 15 and 16, but a dude couldn't even make me feel like he could be somebody's father at 15 and 16 years old. You know, and it's different if I'm only seeing women who had their daddy in their life at 15 and 16 being like, well, shit, my daddy stayed in my life. My mom and daddy made it work. Then cool, that's your example. But you absolutely don't have that example. So if anything, it's the opposite end of the stick. I just feel like, you know, I understand you're trying to replace something that you didn't get, but at the same time, shouldn't your guard be up a little bit more? Shouldn't something click where you just like, I don't even know what this feel like. So why am I even trying to give this to somebody else when I know this dude ain't going to be here? I know that we ain't good for nothing but a nut. I know that we ain't good for nothing but past tomorrow. So I don't know. I had these conversations with my friends. I had these conversations with other people that's like-minded. And it's just like, it's one of those things where it's always a battle on both ends of the stick. They feel like you too good if you don't have wait until marriage, or you wait until you with a person who you actually think is going to be a reputable parent. You know,
exactly.
Or somebody that the thing that pisses me off is when people get pissed off when people decide to be a father. Like, that's what starts, oh, well, he was a little hoe, and he was a such and such. I never see him as a father. Well, damn, bitch, didn't nobody see your hot twat ass as no mama, but you won for the seventh time? It's just like, it's shit like that where you be like, you be trying to hold your tongue because you never want to diss somebody's motherhood. You never want to diss somebody's character. But at the same time, it's just like, I get so tired of baby daddy bashing. It's just like, when are y'all mamas going to get fucking? When the mamas gonna own up to their shit sometimes? And it's just, I don't know.
Exactly.
Ain't my lane, ain't my time.
All right, so I got another cricket. Another cricket for me. I'm re-rewarding that cricket to the situation, man. And I got another cricket. My other cricket is going too. So I just shout out to one of my Snapchat people. Well, actually, no, from UNT. Shout out to my girl Christina A. Right now she's on. Guess what ship she's on, Algodi? She's on the Vista.
She better not. She can stay on the Vista.
She on the Vista right now. So of course, I take it that she must have the high internet pack or social package, because her stuff coming out real clear.
she left from Miami though, right?
Yep.
So
she's been out for a bit now.
No, but you figure, you know, Miami is one of those cities where, you know, bitches like to be on Snapchat all day long, you know, and stuff like that. So it's probably more cell towers around where the port is too, versus, you know, where we are. It's just like, what the hell?
Why you got points there?
Because we leave, you know, we pretty much leave from
She sailed away on Saturday. Sailed away on Saturday.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. So she on a 7-day?
Uh-huh. I believe, yeah, because she got four ports. She got Dominican Republic. She got Cayman Islands, and she got two others. I forget.
Yeah, leaving from Florida and California, you get real good ports.
But I say this to go to this point. Why am I giving the cricket of the week? Why is the connection? So she had a
because
Snapchat.
Because
she
was supposed to be in that suitcase. Nah.
Yeah, she. Yeah, she had to get a. You know what? Let's go get a bowl of cookies for that. You're right. She left from freaking Denton. She couldn't pick this up on the way there. You're right. That is a bonus cricket. God dang it. That wasn't the reason why, but that's a cricket, too. You're right. Good goodness, man. Put another cricket in there for that. Man. You see, she got all the way mad. But yeah, so there was fighting in the club, man, on the ship.
On her ship?
She had on Snapchat. These dudes whole fighting on the ship, in the club.
You ain't even got nothing to be mad about on the cruise ship. The fuck?
Apparently, they were fighting over this dude.
What?
Yes. I made sure she told me. I said, I wouldn't tell this story on the show tonight. So you got to make sure you tell me what the heck happened. And she told me.
Jesus.
Okay, now let me reassure you because I know people play the race game. Who is it? It was an Asian. It was an Asian chick and a Hispanic chick fighting over this dude in the club on the Vista.
Oh, it was two girls fighting over a dude. I was about to say it was two guys and they started fighting it. I was like, dang, they rumbling at the LGBT meetup, man, because they have the LGBT meetups on the ship.
Yeah, it was two girls fighting over a dude. Bruh, when did you start having fights on the carnival, man? When did that start becoming a thing? Like, seriously, like you said, what you got to be mad about?
You ain't got shit to be mad about on a cruise. Nothing. I don't think you have to be mad about
them. They probably
just
they gonna replace them.
Only thing you gotta worry about is if you thirsty and you like to buy every girl you see a drink and you ain't realize how much money that costs. Like other than that, like you can't even be mad that you bought a drink because you pretty much that's all you can do. So I don't know what they got to be upset about. You can't even make me be upset. My dude got a side chick. I'm going to just leave his ass in the ocean and keep it pushing. The fuck?
Yeah, because it was funny because it'd be different if she just, it was just a status. No, I saw the video and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. They are fighting in the club on the ship. What is wrong with people, man? How are you fighting? Oh my God! It's almost impossible to catch it, especially. Because if we were gonna fight over a guy, perfect example. You know, a certain chick that was on the Freedom, who kept trying to check for your man. You was on some petty nonsense. You would throw some hands on her, but you did throw on him.
Oh yeah,
because. What you got to be mad about a little freaking ship?
Shit, that's what I tell people. I mean, she even asked to dance with him. I was like, go ahead. I mean, hell, if he dip off into the sunset with you, I'm going to be fine. Shit, I'm good.
I'm good. You better dip off on, he's like, if you do that, he better dip off of one of them ports. and stay on that, and make sure he missed the boat.
Mm-hmm. That's what I tell people, man. When you go on vacation, especially, you know, shit, if I go on vacation to Galveston with my people, I'm going to fucking turn up because I'm going to be away from the city that I live in, which means for a day or 7 days or 14 days, you get to be where the fuck you want to be. Y'all people be tripping out. Why y'all fighting? Why are you doing that?
Right. You know what that means. They cheers package will be suspended for a little bit if they got the cheers package.
Yeah, it is.
And you know how Carver do you. When you act in a goddamn fool, they call you on that loudspeaker to get services. They do not play.
And you got to say, apparently, you got to sign a request saying, you know, you learned how to drink. Man, that shit. Like,
come on, how do you get to that point? How do you get to a point where you have to go sign a waiver, man? Seriously? How do you get to that point? I just show.
Yeah,
I think it's almost damn near close to impossible.
Every time I think about that shit, it's hilarious. Her motherfucking ass was so fucked up. She was surfing on tables, and they sent her to guest services to sign a waiver stating she was going to drink responsibly for the rest of the cruise. And her sign and sale card was, you know, deactivated until 3 p.m. the next day.
Woo-wee. You can't use a sign and sale for the whole, oh, man. Hey, you can't use a sign of, y'all, I don't know y'all understand the sign of, see, now we get into a topic that people don't understand it. I don't y'all understand how serious a sign of sale card is. If you can't use that bad boy, man, that means if you want to go to the ship or if you want to go, you want to shop at the ship, if you wanted to be in the casino, there'd be none of that for you until 3 p.m. the next day.
You got to go take a nap. That's what they trying to say. Sit your ass down and get some rest.
You better eat your ass a God's burger and shut the hell up. Because your God, and she tired of me too, man, because she had a fit. Man, she's like, how you know about this? Because, okay, because she was doing Snapchats and whatnot. First off, I like that club name better. 70s Nightclub is so whack. That's a whack name. They need to change. I'm pleading that y'all change the name of that club because that's so outdated for what the club is. It's not 70s Nightclub. Doesn't make sense. But she had one snap where she was in line to get her a guy's burger. She went to get her the guy's burger. I was like, man. I was just starting to get so hungry looking at that mug, man. And it was around lunchtime I saw that mug, too. I was extra mad. I was like, come on, man. Really? God's burgers, man. Really? This is what you going to do to me? People was just cracking me up, man. I was like, yeah, because it was just a trip. And then they got some crazy people. I think, like you said, I think we're pretty tame on our ship. They had some crazy people on their ship. They had this one guy. These two guys doing push up contests with females on their back. Like, y'all doing too damn much. On the Lido, I'm like, nah, y'all can have that. So you busting your behind Lido because all that foolishness. Ain't got time for all that. Y'all can have them push up challenges. I've got all about the music break. I'm real ratchet. Okay, so. I guess this is leads for the final segment. So, Goldie, you said you had a special pocket change today.
Yes, I do. I couldn't dig off through my email because I have about to date.
Let me add some extra time. That's we have wiggle room. There we go.
But I have about anywhere between 80 to 100 unread pocket changes, and I know that. When people think about, like, guest interaction, I don't know what it is, who hears, whatever we put out here on Blog Talk or on Facebook, but, A, it's something that I've already started up, like, years before I did radio, but I've always had a backlog from, you know, wanting to do a YouTube show, wanting to do Ustream videos, where I have tons of letters. Where people, you know, we did like advice columns and stuff like that. So I always, you know, have something for y'all. So I wasn't able to dig
those
off
don't
into
know.
My
let them know what pocket change is for those who are not familiar.
Basically, pocket change is like a Dear John letter, Dear Susan. I mean, like a Dear, whatever her name is. I forgot the name of the original segment.
Abigail.
But, you know, yeah, pretty much like a. Hey, Amanda, that's me. You know, that whole situation where you ask a question and you pretty much ask for our honest opinions, and that's why it's called pocket change because I'm giving you my 2 cents and I don't want no refund because, yeah, so don't write check that your ass can't cash. So, so I always have, you know, I have everything from extremely sad to extremely petty. to extremely hilarious from people charging us up on the answers that we put in. I haven't even come through my email to see if your boy didn't comment it recently.
Oh, Lord. The one who sent a letter in almost every week, or at least every other week, yeah, that guy there.
Yes. I haven't dug through my email to see if he's responded. The young pimpin', or whatever the heck his name was.
He was in his feelings.
Okay. So, I got one that's dated back from a year ago. So hopefully the situation still exists where you can get a little advice from, girl. Well, hopefully it don't exist based off this letter.
Oh, Lord.
So the title says scammer, you know. So basically in the letter, I'm going to give a summary because it is, as usual, it's like 17 paragraphs. You know, she's basically stating that her mom basically, you know, came to her when she was 17 years old and kind of told her that, you know, she's the daughter of, you know, somebody, not a celebrity, but she's the daughter of another guy that this girl had never met. But apparently, short version, apparently the girl, the woman that the guy is currently dating and or married to is the used to be side chick when she got pregnant with the person. And so basically the daughter doesn't believe the mother is telling her the truth as far as who's the father and stuff like that, because the guy refuses to get a DNA test because he doesn't want to be put in the middle of everything that's going on. So basically, she wanted to know that, you know, the fact that her mother has always had suspicious behavior that's led her to believe that she's pretty much been pawning her off on different men, trying to get, you know, men to step forward and take on the father role. And she always goes after men in her life who have money. So she's wanting to know, because this is the longest, the guy has shown interest in wanting to be around. He just doesn't want to take a DNA test because he doesn't want to find out that he's not the father. So in Father's Day fashion, basically the girl wanted to know that if she called her mother out on it, and or got a DNA, you know, tried to get a DNA test by way of force instead of asking, since the alleged father doesn't want to take one, how do we think she should go about introducing that to the other person? Basically, is the short version of it.
So she wants to know how
the current girlfriend / mother is the side piece to the mom. You know, so it, I guess that plays a part in it, because she wouldn't have included it in the email.
I just realized this. Okay,
the mother was dating him back in the day when allegedly she got pregnant with the person who wrote the letter. The guy was started talking to and messing around with the woman that, you know, he's now in a relationship with. So I guess they were together in the beginning parts of her life. So she knows of the guy. He's not a stranger. She knows of the guy, but, you know, she never thought of him as a you know, anything more than like an uncle or a family of the friend, you know, friend of the family or whatever. So she's going to know, how can she go about it tastefully without it turning into a big ordeal, because the woman might get mad, you know, because of the history that's amongst the women involved and the male involved. So she's wanting to know, how can she go about this after, you know, that she's 26 or 20-something now. So, you know, it's just like she found out when she was 17 and hasn't said anything up to date. So, you know, she want to know, how can she go about that without it being fucked up, pretty much.
Okay, dumb question for today. Can you get a DNA test without using a car? Of our cotton swab of the mouth. Is there any other way you can take that?
Granted, she's older, so she wouldn't need it for like child support purposes, court purposes anyway. You can do DNA by getting a sock or a hat that has some known. It's something that it contains DNA evidence, you know, for them to run.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, here we go. We're going to play this game. All right, so this is what you do. So you invite everybody, you invite everybody on for takeout, right? You only use plasticware. There's a reason why I said plasticware versus real dishes. There's a reason why. You only use plasticware, and you know why? After he finished eating, you know everybody try to take their trash to the trash can, whatever. You said, no, I got it. I got it. So you collect the fork. You put the fork into a bag, bam, and then you use now. Because he didn't touch the fork, and so now I got his DNA on the fork. Bam. Now you can use that to test.
But.
And no one will know.
Even then.
Uh-huh.
But even then, how would you go about that after the fact? What if he the father? Then at that point, he didn't want to take the paternity test, So it's just like at that point, if it's been a possibility all this time and you kind of sort of knew, how would you even approach that situation?
Okay, I got you. You do a clever a subliminal video by doing one of those how do you videos, and that's how you reveal the answer. How do you tell your potential dad that he's really been your dad all along?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when she reveals it. And in the video she shows the results. Bam. But it's set to friends only, so that you delete it to where only he get. Well, all you send to his inbox, you send him a video to his inbox. Something, just do something. Oh, send a Snapchat. There you go. Snapchat the results. He'll see the results, and then that mess gonna disappear on Snapchat.
Lord Jesus.
There you go.
This way I don't take black people nowhere. Y'all know that, right? So, I don't even need to answer the question because we kind of talk about this on Real to Radio quite often. It's just one of the matters of it's either you want to know or you don't. Shit. That's how I see it. It's either you're going to find out and you're going to confront him, because at this point, if he knew, then why you don't want to be a part of my life if you're my daddy? That's kind of how you need to go about it, especially if I don't know if you have children. I don't know if you in college, about to graduate, have any milestones coming up in your life that you would really love to start having your father be a part of. But shit, you got to think about shit like that the more you think about holding it off and not doing it. But other than that, shit, it's going to always be a mystery. And, your mom is going to continue to say, another person is this and this, this and that. But if she backdoors and keeps saying this guy is definitely the father, then shit, that's something that you need to call her bluff on. Just, in the most respectful, motherly way, daughterly way you can, to shut the fuck up. Because it's just like,
right.
I don't know. It's like at this point you're playing with my emotions about something that, is a whole lot more than a puzzle for your motherfucking ass. So, shit, you got to think like that. Like, mom, serious. This is my father that we talking about. Like, I don't know. I wish I had the answer for that, but I definitely do not. So
I got another one for you. What's up, man, Room 21, man?
I don't know what that is.
I'll tell y'all, man, this is just bugging me. Rule 21, man. I'm telling you, it feels like Pride Month every day in Rule 21. Because I never in one sitting have ever read to that many transgenders in one sitting. I have never seen that. Like, it is, like, crazy. You need to, all their way to come out the woodwork in Rule 21. You don't really know until you're on there, and it's like, why are these been hiding that? It's crazy, mm-hmm. man. Like, and these dudes, and these extra hard dudes, I always tell people that was going, how do you be knowing? Because when you're not thirsty, you grant it with a special radar that you know these things. When your mind's so caught up by lust and thirst, you don't pay, you don't know some little things, and so you so caught by lust and thirst, it clouds your judgment of realizing yourself. I can tell within ten seconds if I'm in the vicinity of a transgender. It's not magical. Hey, sometimes they don't have to tell you.
You surely cannot say that on record, because you will have the thing that the opposite side of that people don't talk about, because I've seen it several times being on different, you know, forum sites and shit like that, is some people get high off of the fact of proving that very same fact wrong, and they're going to try to catch you slipping.
And I mean, it goes back to this point you said earlier about people trying to no good baby daddies and stuff. If people don't realize, if a conversation just happens, you find this stuff out. Y'all ask the right questions, man. Ask the right questions. I guarantee you, if you're respectful and they realize you're being respectful, they're going to come out and tell you and give you. Some of them are here on some foul shit, but a lot of them will come out and tell you. Because they just want the respect.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, and I say this to transgenders, man, don't be out here fooling folks. It's plenty of guys. It is what it is. There's plenty of guys out here who on the DL, who really do want to we want to rock with some transgenders. Why y'all not approaching them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to be quick about it. Like, because I'm tired of it. Like, because one thing, I mean, which is from a human interest part, man, you got to hear this stuff about the numbers of the percentages of transgender people being killed and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Or of suicides, everything. Because, like, you don't have to, like, just be real. And at the end of the day, hey, I mean, there's plenty of people. I mean, you see that people like, I understand, like, people always like, I hate this, though. Like, one day I will say, for transgenders, I say it's kind of annoying that I do here. Why do people always want to compare? And this goes for, like, almost any situation with any type of situation. People always want to compare your chances in life with somebody famous. Like, for instance, they always want to go, well, look, Laverne Cox made it. Blah, blah, blah made it. Like, yeah, you're a celebrity. You got more power to control something. You got the money. You can control more stuff. When you just an average Joe out here, or average Joette, Joanne, whatever, I'm out here, you're not, it's going to be hard. Because you got to do, because you ain't got the money to be able to protect yourself like that and be able to do the heck you want to do. You got to watch the heck out. So I do hate when it's like, it's a disingenuous to people to use. Like, for instance, like when people are like, well, my black friend ain't on there. I was going to point the black guy who's from like the one black guy from their neighborhood and use that as, look at what he's doing. Come on, man. Y'all, like, stop using it as you don't have to do that kind of, play that kind of game. Like, just, like, it's encouraging a person, but you don't have to be, stop, like, pointing at a verse. Like, it is very,
because,
I mean,
because
that's
at
a
the
very
end of the day, that's not the
hard decision.
Because at the end of the day, that's still putting your version of gay on another person. Nobody tells you how to be black. Nobody tells you how to be a woman. Nobody tells you how to be a man. So it's just like, you know, I'm sure gay people get tired of being told how to be bisexual, how to be, you know, how to be, you know, homosexuals, how to be, you know, polygamist, whatever the fuck you get into. As long as you don't try to involve me or anybody else in some shit that I don't want to be a part of, I'm good. And I need other people to understand, too, on the side of that, as I tell everybody every day. homophobia exists because some motherfuckers don't get the fact that just because a motherfucker is gay does not mean that they lost their taste. Some of y'all niggas be ugly as fuck and be homophobic every time a nigga walk in the room. So you think out of all the men in the room, just because this male is gay, he has to now want the ugly, the motherfucker that anybody don't even want.
That's because you walk by. That means that he wanted you.
And I see that all the time, even from guys who normally don't even come off as homophobic. It's still a matter of, oh, you know, nigga, you better keep that gay shit over there. I was like, why? You don't come over here and give your ugly ass some. You know, I'm one of them people that'll call somebody out on some shit like that.
When people look at you crazy, when you are in tune with your sexuality male, who doesn't date guys or any of that sort, who could just have a conversation with a person who's considered a homosexual. And they act like, oh, man, he nigga be hanging out with that gay dude, or he cool with that gay dude. Like, it's like all of a sudden, I get points deducted because I can be cool and have a conversation with anybody.
Our opposite side of that. You hanging out with your gay friend, and you automatically got to be the person turning them back in.
Right.
Shit like that, where it's just like, some shit just ain't y'all business. What if I am fucking them? You know? Like, that shit, you'll never know. So it's just like,
you'll never know.
So it's just like one of the things where y'all have to, where y'all gotta step back and look and just be like, some shit just ain't my business. It's just not my business.
Yeah, they just be tripping, man. Like, I just, like, sometimes it's just ridiculous, man. And the thing is, I'm an equal opportunity offender, so I'm going to roast you behind. I'm going to say, man, get your gay behind here. I'm roasting everybody.
Exactly.
Everybody's up for
grabs. Exactly. Now, if you over the top, shit, if you are over the same thing that also on the flip, if you're going to talk shit about one side, you got to talk shit about the other. Now, I love my LGBT people. Everybody know I do. But on the same side of that, every fucking thing ain't homophobia. It's like everything ain't racism, everything ain't prejudice, everything ain't whatever the fuck it is. Because sometimes, the same way, if I walk off into a room, I can be amongst the whole hood. And if I walk off in there and be a complete nigga, everybody's going to turn around and be like, who the fuck let this nigga in? It's the same way when I could be in a room full of motherfuckers who I never knew was gay because they didn't have to wear the badge when they came in the room. And I feel like some of you people feel like you're not unique without being extra. Some of y'all feel like if y'all don't add the flamboyant onto your extra, nobody believes your motherfucking ass. Like, it's shit like that where it's just like, you know, it's beyond homophobia. homophobia sometimes. Like, it's you the type of person, like somebody who just busts out and hits a split in front of 10 very, very obvious heterosexual males. Like, what was your point? What were you trying to prove? Like, shit like that. Like I said, it's sometimes it's the same thing on the same end of the stick where it's just like, you know, like, I don't know. Like I said, if I came out into the room and I'm, you know, as thickums as I am, I walk off in there with a belly shirt on and some coochie cutters, and I walk in there patting my head, you know, not knowing how to talk and shit like that, but I'm in the same room with motherfuckers that y'all don't know get off the clock and talk just like me. Y'all still gonna all look at each other and be like, who the fuck is this ghetto ass bitch? You know, so it's the same way when y'all see somebody who's being over the top, y'all like, look at this queen. You know, y'all will say the same shit where it's just like, you know, sometimes it's just like, it's not homophobia. Some people just don't know how to take you. You know, they don't know how to take you because I know it's not every day I see a motherfucker hitting a male, a clearly visual male, hitting the split with a wig and a face full of makeup on. That's not his norm. So, you know, it's not to say that he can't become comfortable with that, but you can't beat the shit out of him and make him comfortable. If that's the case,
right?
We would, white people would have been accepted as we would have been kumbaya and making the same amount of money, getting our fucking 40 acres in the mule, like all that shit.
hell, they be able to get away with getting no convictions all day time. That's what they changed then.
So it's some things that you know, shit.
Oh, we. Well, I see, you know, we got bonus 14 minutes. I don't know if I want to use them all. I just add an extra time to be safe. But, I mean, really, man, people got to just hear it, man. Like, dial it down, man, on like a lot of stuff, like. It's the same way, like, I tell people dial down a lot of stuff, like, all that being woke and stuff, man, it's craziness. Like, I don't mind you being woke, but when you, like, some of y'all need to go right back to freaking sleep. Y'all need to take y'all behind to sleep, man. We do not have time for y'all be doing that nonsense. Like, y'all just too woke. Like, dial it down. I can't take it. Like, everything isn't about let's turn it into a woke situation. How could I put my blackness above yours? Like, it's not a competition.
What were you saying now?
I was talking about being woke. Like, you know, that's another thing, like, people need to dial down. Like, I'm not saying, like, when I say dial down, I mean, like,
shit.
Everything is not a come in my face and make it a woke situation. Everything isn't a black conspiracy.
Yes, yeah, for real. Because I know everybody always missing the big picture and such and such, like, damn, it's nice to know y'all living life. Everything is you were being distracted from the real thing that's going on. Black people is, you like, bruh, we got Black Wall Street up the street every Saturday. Shameless plug.
Right.
We got Black Wall Street up the street every Saturday. Don't come to me talking about fuck I'm asleep and not woke on. And that's not just
we
because
the
it's
red,
my father.
Red, green, and
it's
black
all
irrelevant. Flags flying above us.
The same shit y'all talking about, where's the people that do this? Where's the people that do that? That's the same shit that it comes from the byproduct of that. So I don't know.
Well, I'm just getting tired of these social media. Yeah, these social media woke people. Well, when they were,
and then y'all go right back to
life.
Being asleep. Shut y'all ass up.
Exactly. so they the most woke. Like, you be, man, you swear, man. They
only,
social...
Some people only woke when they know the information that they feel like you don't. Like, if it's
right.
Common information, it's duh. Everybody knows that that's not a matter of you being woke. That's important information. But if you know one more black fact than I know, you're woke, and we're going to have a woke contest. Like, it's shit like that that irritates me.
Like, everybody argued over Juneteenth. Oh, my God. Get over it, man.
And that... You know how I feel about it. My mama has been very vocal about how she feels about Juneteenth, and I'm either or. I'm, you know, grew up Southern, so of course, you know, I celebrate Juneteenth and, you know, everything that it stands for, but it's still at the end of the day. I'm also from up north, so it's just a matter of, you know, and you learn when you get the culture shock, it's just like, dang, Juneteenth is really a celebration of, you know, us being late and having to wait a couple years before we even found out that we were free. Like, it's not a matter of, you know, being funny. It's a matter of, like, damn, that's really what we really have to have a celebration is we didn't have that type of communication. We didn't have that type of nothing. We was really sitting there, you know, waiting to be freed from somebody else. you know, when we were already free. You know, it's stuff like that that me and my mom, you know, find weird and we talk about all the time.
Right. It poses this question to me. Like, I think we should, you know, I think we should put a petition in that from now on, it's no longer dubbed as CPT, it's now Southern Time, because apparently, yeah, we all lay that. That's just, it's crazy, man. Like, late as hell. Like, the reason why you celebrate because these mofos try to make you celebrate 4th of July every year. But, I mean, really, today was the day when we were free. It wasn't no 4th
mm-hmm.
of July.
And quiet as it's kept, that's the whole reason why Memorial Day and Juneteenth is, you know, is so unimportant to Black people. Because we know that, you know, we know when we were fighting and what, you know, what we were promised, and we still don't have that shit. So for us,
right.
You know, I don't knock nobody celebrating it either, though, because I'm always for niggas getting together. So I don't understand the hype behind that. You know, oh, well, I don't know why y'all celebrating to have barbecues. Nigga, y'all dress up to celebrate, you know, a new nigga that's, you know, finna leave you next week. Y'all go to the club every, you know, on Saturdays for that shit. Why can't y'all not go to, you know, celebrate and go out because you got a day off? Shit. Fuck the barbecues and the red, white, and blue outfits and shit like that. I don't get, at my job, we get 3 days out, 4 days off for the whole year. Anything else we got to take off. That's 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving. Anything else in between, they don't give a fuck about. So on 4th of July, I guarantee you I'm going to be out here because y'all ain't going to make me feel bad and unwoke just for the simple fact of, you know, me celebrating the fact that I ain't got to go to work one more damn day.
Come on now, speak. How did they be getting it? Like, niggas like we trying to celebrate the holiday. No, Negro. I just grabbed my freaking work.
Like, you know, there are, of course, people who blindly follow and act like shit don't exist and say, oh, well, I'm celebrating it because it's, you know, the day of freedom. Nah, coon, you go over there and stay over there if that's the information that you choose to believe. But, you know, I'm not going to make you feel bad either because if you want to know the information, I'll tell you. But if not, stay asleep, shit. Ain't my job to wake your ass the fuck up. Survival is still
right,
survival. Sleep motherfuckers get left behind. So, shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
these surgeons are so amazing. Shout out to my boy. Malcolm did a live feed earlier. I didn't even see that, and I'm following his own page. The hell?
You say what?
So yeah, Malcolm had did a live feed from Key West earlier.
Malcolm Brown.
Malcolm Burn. Woohoo!
Oh, okay. I was about to say. That's my boy over there in the Caribbean.
I just thought about something. The freedom was over in Key West.
Yeah, it switches over every week. Oh, that's a cruise that you love. It goes to the Bahamas and Key West. That one is cheap. You'd love that. It's the most expensive cruise to buy, though, but it's cheap in the port. Oh, and another note before we also finish, close out the show. We like to bring awareness to Sickle Cell Day, you know.
Yes, yes.
You know, we'd like to, you know, bring, you know, RIP to the boy Chris Odom. And shout out to Miss Cassandra. You know, I know you holding it down and you looking, you know, you're excited that you got, you know, he has friends and family that's willing to be ambassadors and, you know, pretty much give a fuck at the end of the day. We loved that man. You know, he was cool. He didn't fuck with nobody. And he got taken away for something that, you know, that we need to do more research on and prevent.
Right. It's crazy. I mean, I dated somebody with sickle cell, and that was interesting. Like, part of the time where I was talking to him, a little time I was talking to him, one of the times it was in the hospital. That was just really, it was interesting, man. It is all the things people realize, you know, it's just magical. You know, they think that you can, like, read people and tell they got sickle cell or not. It's not some magical disease that you can say, oh, he has sickle cell. It don't work that way. Yeah. Yes, people. Definitely make sure you, man, just make sure you check on yourself. Man, I hate that we have to have these awareness months. Period. Why can't we just check yourself, man? Check yourself. Make sure you're good. Little stuff, man. If you feel any type of weirdness, man, go to the doctor, man. Especially if it becomes a regular thing, yeah, you need to get that checked. You need to get checked out, man. But I don't want to see people losing their lives because they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the signs are there, where you're like, oh man. So, I mean, just take care of yourselves, man. Me myself included. I try to do my best every day to get better and better about my health. And so, yeah, even if you don't really go to a doctor as much, make sure you just try to just do some self-maintenance, man. Be cognizant of self-maintenance. And doing extreme diets is not going to do it either. So I'm just letting y'all know that now. So, yeah, that is pretty much come to a close. You have any final words you want to share, Jody?
Yes, but I have to share that news at a later time on another show.
Okay. All right, you're nice. That was nice and slick. As far as news that you can use. Nate will be back on Wednesday, and I'll run through this crazy our health. I'm not going to go into big details, but y'all pray for Nate because she's going to find out some interesting news, what was wrong with her. And, man, y'all just pray for her every day. Because, yeah, it's going to be a tough battle going forward for her. You know, now she knows that. And I just, y'all just pray for my co-host, man. Just pray for her. So, yeah. That being said, y'all, we got to roll on out. Before I do that, shout out to all the listeners, whether you listen live or archive, we appreciate you. Remember, you can listen to our iTunes, Stitcher Radio app, TuneIn Radio app, all that good stuff. So, we rolling out, reminding you everything you do. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or when there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to an episode of Life That Does Live. This was a special episode, The Real Still Life After Does Live. We are rolling out, y'all. Peace.
Bye-bye.